This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com. Alan Pollock here with us.
David, some interesting stuff. One is, we got to ask Les why he chose that music choice for a Memorial Day weekend and not something more America fitting. But Les is Les. I love one of my favorite people. And by the way, when I worked with Les, just to piggyback off of what you said about Les, when Les and I worked at the same company together, he was the person that everybody went to talk to, either one, about the industry, or two, just about everyday life, or three, about how to get your head in the right space about work. He's just that kind of guy. Everybody just gravitates to Les and what he has to say. Just a really good guy overall. So we have one listener that reached out to me last week on something, and we did not connect, busy towards the end of the week. So if you're listening, I will connect with you this week. So I just wanted to say that. And then second, David, for today, I'm going to give you two choices on where we start. We either go ahead with airbags, okay, but there's always a twist, or we go ahead with warning lights. Airbags or warning lights? Go ahead, pick your poison.
Go with the warning lights.
All right. So get this. In Germany, a company for smartphone addiction, because people are looking at their phone and walking, they're fitting experimental warning lights on the floor across the pedestrian crossings, and they're meant to catch the attention of smartphone users. They have no connection with the smartphone. I'm sure they track something, but for nothing more than protecting them from walking across the street without looking.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I know you're curious about the airbags, right? So let's talk about it. There's another tech company creating what's called HipSafe, fall protection airbags for seniors. It looks like a fanny pack, and it's got these little pouches on the left and right. And if you're going to fall, they pop out, and they look like full pillows that pop out on both of your sides. And I guess they protect you.
Yeah, well, friends, we live in Texas. We have a lot of people who are riding horses, and they have hats that have a ring around the where like the brim is, or around where close to your head. And if you get bucked off, same thing. So there's airbags all around us, and it's saved a number of people from head injuries and pretty traumatic death as a result of horseback riding. So yeah, there's all the cool technology out there. But back to mortgage technology, Alan. What are you seeing?
All right, let's go innovative mortgage technology. On my drive today, David, I listened to a couple episodes of Breaking Banks. They are, by the way, the number one global, they say, in the planet, fintech podcast. They have something like 7 million listeners. They've had some amazing series this year. One of them, by the way, I was listening to, they were talking about augmented reality and how it's truly becoming something. Well, at the same place I found those other two articles I just mentioned, get this, and this fits into real estate and mortgage. Augmented reality glasses help the blind see. And I don't know if you just, David, but Google is opening up their AR glasses with APIs so everybody can get to them, and others are doing the same. So we're going to start getting back into the age of where AR and VR is going to become a thing. I also heard a stat today, kind of fun fact, that by 2030, some people are estimating that FaceTime will no longer be FaceTime. They'll be holograms. Get that? Yeah. If that became true, that'd be kind of strange. So check this out. Augmented reality glasses that help the blind see. And it's researchers at an Oxford University. And basically what it does is it allows wearers to get a better view of the world and help them live to their fullest by giving them information about their surroundings to help them get along their everyday life. So there's a big patch of grass in front of you. You're coming up to a crossing street. There's no cars in front of you. You're in a park. Imagine being able to be told what you're looking at without seeing it. So that's a really interesting use of those. And I've probably talked about on the podcast before, the ability to have augmented glasses walking into a real estate listing and being able to look at all the different things and understand maybe per square footage what these things cost, or to track that room, take pictures of it and track your comments and be able to put the pieces back together. There's so many uses for it in what we do. All right, let's get to the real news, right? Coming up, David, is my first face-to-face conference. I know you've already been to one. I'm actually going to be speaking on a panel. It's the 17th annual Eastern Secondary Conference in Florida, right down the street from me in Orlando. It's a great panel. It's called Disrupt or Be Disrupted. It's Brent Chandler, as we know, the CEO of FormFree. Camila Martin, who's head of industry and regulatory affairs at SnapDocs. And it's being moderated by James Dytek from Terra Verde, who I think we've had in the program in the past as well. Yep. So it's going to be a fantastic panel. If you're not going to be there, you want to sign up and you want to be there, especially if you live in Florida. So, you know, what I really want to talk about today, I didn't even look at the news, to be honest with you, David. These podcasts from Breaking Banks that I listened to were just so good, and they connected to our industry so much. A lot of fintech right now is about payments, and it's about how the bank of yesterday is no longer the bank of tomorrow. Anyways, one of the podcasts I listened to was Plaid. And here's what was really cool. Plaid talked about their Plaid Exchange, their digital strategy. They didn't talk about why the acquisition with Visa never went through. That was off the table. But what I thought was really interesting is, and this applies every day to our industry, you can build or develop relationships, technology relationships, David, and you can focus on the experience and not building the tech. I want to give an example, and then I want to ask you about the folks that you talk to every day, because you consult with a lot of lenders and technology companies. So I'm going to say that one more time. Build or develop relationships. These are technology relationships. Focus on the experience of those relationships instead of building the tech itself. For example, cars and GPS. We know cars have GPS built in. They've got maps. They've got part of the ecosystem of that car, but it's slow. It's not integrated. You can't get software updates. It's not connected to a social network. It's not part of your social environment. It's not portable, right? All those things. Waze, for example, and the fact that Apple Play has become the integrator. Now the car manufacturers all have their own technology. They focus on what matters most that's part of the car, which is climate control, the settings about driving, right? All of the new security features of the blind spot monitoring, all those things. But Apple, they use the integrator of Apple or Android in ways they're social. It goes with you. It recommends things. It changes every day. It uses machine learning. It's a social connection. You can share where you're riding to. You can say when a deer is on the side of the road or you see a police officer down there. It's the experience around it. So if you apply that to what we're doing, I really wanted to get your feedback, David, on what you see out there every day. Maybe you'd help some of our listeners.
Well, it's really interesting. I was at a meeting this last Tuesday. It's a C12 group that's a board of CEOs, and we get together once a month. And this attorney says, have you ever heard of Netherium? Netherium. Netherium. And he says, you can trade through crypto. They're creating these artifacts that are an augmented reality. And there's an article on CNN's business section that goes into some depth and how Christie's just did the first auction of art through this Netherium process. And it's fascinating because the attorney brought up his phone and he put a digital character in the middle of our conference table. So what we can do at the whole concept of augmented reality and creating art. There are guys that made millions and millions of dollars selling digital art online through Christie's, and they just sold out. So he's a part of it. He's one of the attorneys involved in this thing. He says, look, you got to check this out. Guys, you got to look at this thing. It is real. This whole augmented reality, how we're dealing with our world is here.
And for our listeners, don't think that augmented reality is only about having a digital character that can mimic your emotions and be in a room and you can look around left and right and see people. It's also about seeing things as you do today. And it's almost like watching a sports game and seeing statistics come on the screen as an overlay. It's also that. So it's not all about virtual rooms and things like that.
So one of the guys, we were sitting and talking about the concepts, and another one of your friends who's a very forward thinker talks about sharing this concept with him. And think about how this is going to redo loan originations or even loan servicing. We got Jason coming on a little bit later on talking about loan servicing. So what is that going to do to the world when we start interacting? When you're looking at your credit score, it pops up in front of you. You look at the items that are in there. It's how data is being presented and analyzed. How about driving down the road? Where does the line come where you just shut it off? I just want to take a drive. I don't want all this data coming at me.
David, I love the context. Imagine pulling up to a gas station. You're on a long trip and you don't want to go inside, and you put on your glasses and you can connect to their local AR and you can browse around their store and look at the shelves as if you were in person. Take what you want and someone comes out and brings it to you at your car. What if you had 30 cars lined up on a block and you could see all the open houses by virtually walking through them and understanding with overlays on the screen that this kitchen was reinstalled with granite. It's this granite from Spain imported on a truck off a boat. These are things that, you know, it may be a little to the extreme, but this is what's possible. And so when we think about how this changes our world and you look at the mortgage side, attach mortgage pricing to that, affordability, financial education, the literacy. The other thing Breaking Banks talked about today was the fact that the millennials and Gen Z, they are missing financial literacy. And so we're able to take tools and we're able to use those tools to give them the financial literacy they're missing. Actually, the best quote I heard today, David, and I should have started with this, every company is a tech company. So it doesn't matter if you're a lender, a CRM, if you're like the Mortgage Collaborative, it doesn't matter who you are, every company today is a tech company. And if you just think about that for a minute, then you think about that, what I said earlier, the strategic partnerships, and do you build or do you partner and you focus on experience? Those millennials and Gen Zers, they're mobile first. They don't know anything but mobile. And so we've got to start thinking that way as well. Doesn't mean we go spend all of our money and blow it all in one place, but it means that there's going to be a transition, and mortgage and real estate in general are definitely going to be affected, as well as compliance, by the way. Don't forget about that, right? Compliance and reg tech.
Well, what was interesting, joined in with that call, is us. It says, imagine this. He says, have you seen the Weather Channel when they're talking about hurricanes? You live in Florida and you look at the number of hurricanes and they go, when winds reach this level, and it literally shows the studio, like the studio is filling up with water. Well, that's augmented reality. And he's standing around a house, or the house is there, and the roof goes at this many miles an hour. The windows go out at this many miles an hour. It's down to the foundation when it's this many miles an hour. And they literally overplay that. How about when you're going to check an appraisal on a home, what this home looked like before the various stages? I mean, you were talking about granite. That's a selling feature. If you got granite, you spend extra time digging out some granite from a special place, or even if it's from a normal place. And the fact that you put this on there and able to provide all this information, it's just getting you stickiness of your property as you're showing it. I tell you, stay attentive to this, folks. This is something that is very exciting. And then I just found the article at CNN who says Ethereum is leaving Bitcoin in the crypto dust. So check it out. Hard to believe. All that stuff.
Yeah,
stuff.
David, I'll give some homework to our audience. You can download it. There's a bunch of apps on the Apple Store. I'm sure they're on Android as well. You can take anything in your house, like a piece of paper or a picture with this app, and you can walk around your room. You plant the picture where you want it on the wall, and everywhere you turn and walk in your room, it's the angle of where you were standing. And now you're looking at that room with that picture on it to see if that's where you want to hang it. And you can add as many as you want. It's got a full library of things you can add to your room, lamps, tables, desks. And it's just as quickly as dragging it with your finger and dropping it. That's augmented reality. That's how close we are.
Pretty exciting. We're doing a kitchen remodel. And
absolutely,
our architect had that ability for us to walk around in our newly remodeled kitchen. And I was not for some poor things until they showed it to me that way. And I'm a pretty good visualizer, but it just brought it to reality. Man, we could go on and on about this. Alan, thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. So happy to be here.
I appreciate you being here with us each and every week and bringing us meaningful information. Thanks. Exciting stuff. All right, man. Talk to you soon. Also, next week, we've got Emily Farley coming on. She's Chief Lending Officer at Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Very excited. I've been getting to know Emily, and I love what she is going to be talking about. So stay tuned. Come back and be here with us next week. Look forward to it. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Indicom, Incelerate, Mobility MMI, as well as Modex, MBA, as well as Knowledge Coop, Lenders One, and the Mortgage Collaborative. Folks, thanks so much. Have a great Memorial Day and look forward to having you back here next week. Thank you.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week and thanks for listening.